You wanna know what this is? This is a fucking wasted stint at community college and every bad decision I've ever made staring me right in the fucking face is what this is.
Was it an expensive community college?
What was the expense? This encounter is the fucking expense. My whole life has been the fucking expense. My kids, you want to fucking tell your friends your dad's an antique appraiser? What's your fucking dad do? Oh, he fucking knows the price of porcelain rats. What's the worst thing that's going to happen? You're going to get a better view of the appraisals happening tonight. And I know to some of you that might be a bad thing. I understand. You might hate appraisals. You might hate antiques. You might hate discovering the true value of what your shit's worth. But you know what? I firmly disagree. I think finding out the value of shit is the hallmark of what we stand for as a materialistic society. Am I right? Yeah. You guys like this? Yeah. All right, so now, ladies and gentlemen, by the powers vested in me, I hereby declare this meeting of the Friendly Town City Council to order. Chant it with me.
Friendly Town! Friendly Town! Friendly Town! Friendly Town! Friendly Town! Friendly Town!
So, all right, that was an idea pitched last week. Friendly Town goes to the club. We're going to be doing that maybe. Maybe if Brad really talks us into it. Now, this week on Friendly Town, it is Friendly Town gets its antiques appraised. Yay! Those of you guys who are here or those of you who might be listening at home, if you're familiar with the show Antiques Roadshow, you guys fans of Antiques Roadshow?
Yeah!
All right, we're doing this anyway. I don't give a shit. I was describing the show to someone earlier, and I said, basically, this episode of Friendly Town is going to be like the Antiques Roadshow on acid. And then our bartending mayor, Todd, says, wait, you mean that the people at Antiques Roadshow weren't already on acid? Fair enough. By the way, give it up for your bartending mayor, Todd. Thank you. Now, some of you might not know this, but Todd actually is an expert in the whatever type of antique that Bryce Housiel is bringing tonight. That is how tonight's show is going to... Oh, I didn't realize there was a drawing on the back of this. This is going to be really good for the podcast. This is the point where Tyler flipped over the paper with the show program on it and saw a really good picture of a really pissed off looking girl thinking, get real. I'm speechless. All right, so this is how the show's going to work tonight. We're going to be doing kind of a rapid-fire sort of thing where we're going to have we're going to have 11 rounds tonight. That's the number of people who are on the list for Friendly Town. 11 different people are going to be bringing priceless antiques from either their grandma's attics or their own attics or their archives or CARM or whatever they, you know, wherever they found these things. By the way, those of you listening outside Knoxville, CARM is Knoxville Area Rescue Ministries, blah, blah, blah. It's like Goodwill, but for Knoxville and Christian. And that's where people probably got some of these items tonight. But we're okay. We're okay with that because every single round is going to have one person who is going to show up with an item to be appraised. And the other comedian is going to be an expert in that item. Like, you know, the most knowledgeable person on earth in that line or the history of that item. So to demonstrate, I would like to invite our bartending mayor, Todd, to bring up our first antique of the night, and I'm going to praise it because I am clearly an expert in whatever he's about to bring up. Yeah! Also, yeah, throw it on the table so everyone can see it. All right, so... All right, so what do we have here, Mr. Lewis?
It is a box of 43s, the Richard Petty cereal.
tell us a little bit how you found this item.
Well, it was a Christmas.
In such good condition.
It was a Christmas present from my brother years ago, I'm curious to know how much it's worth because I'm looking to get it insured. You know, I'm not looking to sell it, but I would like to know how much it's worth so I can put it on my policy.
Okay. All right. Well, you obviously have a very rich family history with these 43s,
yes.
The Richard Petty 43s. As we see from the box here, it is a very rare vintage. It was manufactured by Cheerios Racing, which was a very short-lived division of Cheerios that was devoted squarely to sponsoring stock car racers. I don't know. There might have been. There was actually one famous stock car racer who was British, coincidentally, whose car had. It was just a big yellow car that had the Cheerios logo on it. It was a really. He came in 43rd, I think, in the Daytona 500 last year.
Yeah. He wasn't actually sponsored. It just said Cheerio because that's how British people say hi.
Oh, you know what? I'm mistaking it. I'm actually mistaking that. You're right. You know, I. It's been a little while since I've appraised a box of Cheerios brand cereal that wasn't actually Cheerios. Now, you know, forgive the discrepancy. So here's a couple of things that people generally don't know about these Richard Petty 43s. First of all, Richard Petty personally autographed every single box. That really is his signature down there in the corner. Richard Petty actually... actually, people still question the ethical value of what happened, but he was, some might say he was trapped in the Cheerios factory against his will and forced to sign every box right directly beneath his chin where the shirt met his neck. And there actually are a couple of very, very rare cases where his signature actually broached his chin. Those are the most valuable examples of this. Unfortunately, you do not have one of these. You have one in the regular signature location. So you see the Cheerios are in the shapes of number 4 and number 3, which they actually engineered these Cheerios to only be in that order. Like, if you tried to put the 3 in front of the 4, like, the 3 swam really quickly around the 4 in your bowl of milk. It was actually kind of terrifying, and I don't want to discuss that again. 200 NASCAR wins, as it said on the back.
Yep.
And you obviously...
7 championships.
Yeah, and 7, yeah. And actually, I was just about to get to that. He credits 5 of his 7 championships to his cereal endorsements. So this clearly was a very important part of Richard Petty's racing career. Now, grading this conservatively, I see like you did attempt to open up the box right here.
I didn't, but it was like that when I got it. As I said, it was a Christmas gift.
Well, that's actually unfortunate because you know, it looks like there's a little bit of a tear here along the top. But that aside, I think this item could bring at auction, provided the auction was full of a bunch of toothless rednecks, about $6,000 to $8,000 at auction.
You mean $600,000 to $800,000 and $43?
Oh yes. I forgot about the sales tax in Richard Petty's imagination, ladies and gentlemen. That was Todd with our first antique item of the night. This is going to be a lot of fun. All right, next up we have. I'd like to bring our first appraiser to the stage. He's an expert in whatever our next person is bringing. Mr. Michael Shibley of the Shibley Institute of Antiques and Shit. And to have his item appraised, St. Thomas Ledoux.
Wait, I need an electrical outlet.
There's plenty up there. Just
let's see here.
Around.
There we go.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Thomas, I believe, yes.
Yeah, so...
well, that is interesting.
I brought for you, this is called a Handy Hannah. And this was passed down from my great-grandmother to my grandmother to my mother and now to me. If you're not familiar, it's basically an antique vibrator. I will demonstrate. So anyway, that is very, very rare and interesting. The Handy Hannah, I have not seen one of those. This is this is, like I said, been used by every woman in my family above me. A lot of orgasm shared on this Handy Hannah here. I personally couldn't use it because I don't have a clitoris that needs pulverizing. I did try to stick out my butt once, and it just made me shit my pants immediately. So
I was going to make sure that you had tried that.
I figured I'd just see if we could find a new home, someone who could pulverize their clitoris with it better than I could.
Absolutely. Well, you happen. Let me handle that here. Really, that is a very stimulating object that we've got here, and it's actually very unique. The Handy Hannah. One of the things, if you actually go back in history, doctors used to have to treat women for hysteria back in Victorian times.
I had some hysterical grandmothers, I tell you what.
I mean, a lot of them, especially down here in the South, you know, those pearl necklaces, they get twisted. And they've got to find some release. And actually back then, what would happen is the doctors, and this is true, would, to help with the hysteria, if you want to turn it on here, that would work great. You hear that? Doctors would actually, and this was the thing, the doctors would have an appointment where they would give these women with hysteria a full release. They would, hopefully wearing gloves, go up in there and give the women patients an orgasm because they were so hysterical that they needed some sort of release.
You know, it's funny, now that I think about it, all the women in my family have been married to doctors.
It's a good choice for him. I'm sure your inheritance will be really well, even if you don't sell this at auction or whatever you're planning on doing with it. What's actually cool is the fifth device that ever became receiving its own household electronics was a vibrator. You had like a toaster, your oven, different things like that. The fifth one, personal use device, you can look this up. It was actually a rare form of a vibrator. This is definitely an updated model of the Handy Hannah. And looking at it, I believe it could arouse, if you took it out for auction, it could definitely arouse. Now, there is still a good veneer sheer over the whole device. And
I've kept it polished and lubricated.
Excellent. I'm very glad that you have been able to do that. Even after trying it in the anus, which is something that is, you're always welcome for experimenting, and the more use that it gets out of it, the value has actually gone up because it has been tried in some different holes, which is wonderful.
Before you can praise that, you want to stick it back in my butt real quick? Just
well, let's see here. You can turn it on. There you go.
That's money, baby.
It actually just added value to it that we've done this in front of a studio audience. This has been awesome. But it could definitely arouse, probably if you sold this at auction, for probably about $6,900.
$6,900. That's exciting. That gets me hot.
Excellent. Good luck with it.
Give it up for our antique vibrator expert, Michael Shibley, and our antique vibrator owner, St. Thomas Ledoux. Your next appraiser comes to us from behind the bar. He's your bartending mayor, Todd Lewis. And he is an expert in whatever the hell this next performer is bringing up to the stage. Ladies and gentlemen, Bryce Housiel.
Hold up. First things first. I didn't know I was supposed to bring something for this show, so yeah. Thank you, Jeff.
All right. What do you have for Daddy this evening?
I have this ancient toy maker, aka Shut Your Badass Kids Up.
I believe this is technically called in the field, we either call this a clickety clacker or Mama Needs a Drink. Sometimes, if you look at the base, it will tell you who it was made by. They like to stamp the Craftsman. This one doesn't. But the wrestler China actually made a whole lot of these. But this one doesn't have any specific marking. There is some blue paint on the line here, and that actually...
That's how you know it's not communist. It's American.
Yeah, it adds to the value, because it's proof that it's like, you know, it's a handmade, hand-played-with toy that just drives thoughts of suicide into everyone in their shot that listens to it. Now, how did you come into possession of this particular object?
Yeah, that's a real funny story. One day I was in Reno, and I shot a man just to watch him die. Went up, picked his pockets, didn't find money, but I found that shit, so there you go.
Very good. It's actually, you know... Being involved in a murder increases the value.
Whoa. Murder, that's a heavy word. Manslaughter.
And homicide.
Whoa. How about manslaughter? That sounds much nicer, manslaughter.
Okay, manslaughter. A manslaughter. There'll be a manslaughter later with St. Thomas Ledoux. Anyway, closing out. So I've got one last question. If you shot the man just to watch him die,
yeah.
Why did you go through his pockets?
Well, you see, when you're in Reno, there's only so much you can do in Reno. Like, I already got kicked out of all the cat houses, so if you can't get prostitutes and you can't drink, what is there to do in Reno?
I'm not sure. I've never been to Reno. But as I would estimate the value of this object nervously. At about $835 at auction.
What?
If you found a a designated buyer.
What?
You know, someone who was interested in this particular model.
It costs how much?
$850 at auction. Uh-huh. Like maybe $1,200 if you got a.
Oh, that's a great.
Thank you, sir.
This might be the best event we've had at Friendly Town yet, by my metrics. And I'm only the mayor. I'm only one of the mayors. What do I know? That thing is going in the trash in like 5 seconds. All right, your next appraiser, who is an expert in the item that who happens to be an expert in all sorts of masonry and bricks. Everyone, please give a round of applause to Jake Hendrick. And with a special item that, unlike which we've never seen before, everyone, please welcome Gordon Goodgame.
Hi, sir.
Hello, Gordon Goodgame.
Hi there.
That's an excellent name.
Thank you. It was my father's, too. Mm.
So what did you bring today?
So today, are you familiar with the events of April 29th, 1992?
No.
Well, the Friendly Town Police Department worked over at Mr. Rodney King severely, and then the lead singer of the band Sublime, Bradley Noel, used this brick to shatter the window of a liquor store.
Oh.
Which actually turned the peaceful protest into a riot.
Wow. Well, that's some interesting information you got there. Well, judging from the brick, I can see that it's been used quite thoroughly. One might say that it came from a house. Also, judging from you, it's probably been involved in a lot of hate crimes. allegedly that's a subjective term. But as we look at the brick here, you can notice that there's a lot of cocaine dust on the bottom, which would make sense with your Sublime story. It's probably been used recently because I don't think Sublime have had a lot of concerts these days, so they probably just use this as like a makeshift table. You know, in the back of the school bus that they live in. Do you have anything else you can tell me about this?
Well, I received it from my aunt, who was in a mixed relationship with Miles Davis. He received it after a cocaine binge with the lead singer Sublime.
Okay, so when you... That was a lot of information. So when you say mixed relationship, you're not talking like drinks. Okay. It's good to know we have to bring race into this. That's great. I can go ahead and tell you what it's worth if you'd like to know.
Probably three-fifths of its original value. Since it's used.
Actually, I think it's worth more since it's been used. I mean, you know, it's not like a condom. Like it's. You know,
how much is the cocaine on it worth?
That's priceless. That's priceless. I'll be honest. If I had to really put a value on it, I would say this is probably worth one Newport cigarette.
Oh, thank you.
All right, everyone, please join me in thanking again our brick expert Jay Kendrick and our person who totally knows when Miles Davis died. Gordon Goodgame. Don't forget the alcohol. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to welcome to the stage your next appraiser, Miss Liz Brooks. And with a mystery item of which Miss Brooks is a masterful expert on, Mr. John Hurst.
I'm excited.
Good. I'm glad you are.
This has been in my family for many years. Okay. It's a holiday tradition, actually. Let me get it out here. This is, the top's coming up a little bit. This is Santor. This is our mythical spirit that we worship for Christmas.
Oh.
As you can see, it's a centaur, and you can take a closer look at it. It's a centaur, but it's also Santa Claus.
Oh, that's
together.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Tell me the backstory on how it's a part of a fixture of your family.
Well, my mom got it at a dollar store for $2.99,
which couldn't believe that
pretty much a ripoff, actually, when you think about it. But it's priceless in my heart.
I'm noting the outline of an attempt to make it anatomically correct.
It tries. It really tried. It tried its hardest, but it didn't quite get there. It didn't feel the Santa spirit within.
Right, right. So. But if you really look closely here, you can see the outline of the testes. And that's just really...
I've never noticed that before.
Expert. Interesting. All right. Well, you know, this item, Santor... The first thing that you have to notice is during the great dollar store period of the early 2000s, Christmas ornaments, they really wanted to project a sense of masculinity. That's why if you look closely, you can actually see Santa has a front butt and a six-pack. Don't judge my body. Beautiful, really. And I noticed that he has gloves, which is a new addition.
Well, that's part of the tradition. Every Christmas, he comes into your house and he boxes one of your family members.
Oh, of course. And then they're never spoken of again.
Exactly, yeah.
German traditions, they're great.
Great. Fantastic.
Now, you know, I do have to say, the fact that we have a watermark here, you can just peel that off if you need to, and it's accoutrements. Which is a fancy word for dollar store, we can really appreciate. I do have to say, more than anything else, that really just makes this a top item in the field of mythical Santa Clauses is the fact that it comes in the package, first of all. Beautiful, magical, never been put on a tree. The follow-up, I do have to say, is more than anything else, beyond the pricelessness of your family, it's the fact that there's something shirtless on your tree, which really is the gift that keeps on giving.
It really is. My mom said that every day.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Now, I do have to ask, on your base assumption, what would you think this is worth at auction?
Well, I'm not really sure. I mean, like I said, it was originally from a dollar store in the 2000s, so at least maybe $5?
Wrong.
Six.
Wrong. Completely. Really? Completely wrong.
More.
Well, the recession hit, and of course, dad bod became a thing. So that kind of lowers the value. The packaging itself is magnificent, especially this day and age with the current climate of our country. You can just cut that plastic up and use it as a shiv during the revolution. Which is great. Just magnificent. But really, because of the recession and the fact that you can't use it to burn as kindling later, I will have to appraise this at 48 cents.
Ooh, yeah. That's a little rough, but I take what I can get there.
You know, the value, more than anything else, is the fact that you have something shirtless on your Christmas tree
that
every year.
And it's worth more than a Newport cigarette, so.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. The one thing I can't appraise is that this is worth more than a Lucy.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming in.
Give it up for Liz Brooks and John Hurst, everyone. Everyone, check out Liz's Etsy store while you guys are, if you guys are interested. It's Etsy.com/shivsforTheRevolution. She has all kinds of makes and models of shivs. They're all actually pretty beautiful. All right, your next appraiser, who is one of the top experts in whatever our next person is bringing up, Mr. St. Thomas Ledoux, will be appraising an item brought up by our very own City Council member Jeff Danger. Please give it up.
What do you got?
It's a pig with tits with a little pig on it.
I hate to break it to you, dude. That's not a little pig, that's a fucking rat.
Sweet.
Fucking, I swear to God, I get so many fucking yokels in here with your fucking ceramic bullshit, and you bring me a thing you don't even fucking...
Look, man, I don't know what it is, that's why I brought it to you to appraise, dumbass.
You wanna know what this is? This is a fucking wasted stint at community college and every bad decision I've ever made staring me right in the fucking face is what this is.
Was it an expensive community college?
What was the expense? This encounter is the fucking expense. My whole life has been the fucking expense. My kids, you wanna fucking tell your friends your dad's an antique appraiser? What's your fucking dad do? Oh, he fucking knows the price of porcelain rats. Great, fag. Now we're gonna beat you up on the playground. Bring that home to daddy. What's that worth? I'll tell you what that's worth. A fucking 10-year stint of really bad arguments with your wife who said that's all your fault. And about $8,000 in divorce proceedings. And a much more uncountable crippling addiction to all kinds of fucked up drugs after the divorce.
Is your ex-wife hot?
Goddamn, you're right, she is. And I fucking ain't got shit. I ain't fucked in weeks. I'm thinking hard about sucking one of the titties on this pig right now.
Yeah, that's my favorite honest. Part about it, is the tits on it.
Well, luckily for you, goddamn. Those tits are worth something. I think for every tit you net about a grand. See on here, it should have 8 titties, but the hoof is covering up one, so 7 grand.
So those fake tits are worth more than fake tits.
It all depends on who you go to see. You go to see budget tits, yeah.
So you the mouse is here.
To bring the metaphor full circle, the little mouse
tits
is...
Tits are in a circle. I'm trying to make them laugh, asshole.
Well, each one of these 7 circle tits is worth about a grand. The mouse will net you about 2 more grand. The pig will net you... The pig ain't worth shit. There's so many fucking porcelain pigs out there. the little rat in the tits is really what makes it a unique piece.
I knew a girl, we called her Rat Tits.
Talking about my ex-wife, asshole.
You're talking about my ex-wife? Nobody called her Rat Tits with me. All right. I fucking love those Rat Tits. You hear me?
Hey, man, everybody.
My fucking son messed on those Rat Tits.
Everybody messed on those Rat Tits.
Well, about 10 grand, someone else can own these beautiful Rat Tits here. Fucking Christ. All right.
Jesus. 10 grand. Wow, that's like your wife 20 times. All right, sweet.
All right, gentlemen, I think we have to call this round off. Too much ideation of violence for the Antiques Roadshow. All right, anyway, everyone, give it up for St. Thomas and Jeff Danger. Holy shit. I was waiting to see who was going to go dark first. We kept it on an incredibly positive, sort of constructive note for the first half of the show, but now we've been there and back, ladies and gentlemen. We've seen the river, and it ain't pretty. All right. We had to do a quick cable replacement. Thank you very much for that, Todd.
That's what happens when you pull the cable out of the mic, you fucking animals.
Hey. I can't count the number of times we've heard that on Antiques Roadshow. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's my distinct pleasure to bring a specialist in skulls. He actually knows more about skulls of all species than you know about human skulls. Everyone, please give it up for Jeff Blank. And your special guest who will be bringing in an item for him to appraise. Everyone, please give it up for Patrick Miller.
Yeah! Pig with tits.
I really enjoyed that tits' casual demeanor. Honestly, that was nice. That's a great piece.
What you got there, man?
Well,
speak it to the
tell me, sir. I found this on a late night outing, and I think it might be worth something.
All right, now here's the deal. First of all, I know a lot about a lot of things, but you know what I know a lot about? Fucking bones that you find, dude. All right. Now, first of all, it's not.
Dude, I live by that motto, man.
It's not in its original packaging, which in my experience is garbage bags and twine. So that's an issue. It's definitely a little weathered more than it should have been. It should be caked in leaves and blood. But what kind of animal are we thinking this is? That, 'cause I gotta be honest, man, I've seen a lot of dead deers, but a one-pointer, man, that ain't gonna get you shit, dude. One-pointer don't give you anything. And never mind. Well, I'm starting to notice that this horn has been tied on with metal. It's metal soldering or something. That's just coming off. So wait, I think... All right. Now, I want to point out that wherever you found this... You probably thought it was something special, but I'm starting to realize that it might just be a hip bone of something that also has a big old horn tied to it. Which is fine, but you could probably make more money off the horn and the hip bone separately.
So more like that.
Yeah, see, how did you acquire this again?
Well, I don't want to bore you with details. Long story short,
but you're gonna.
I had to dig a quick hole, and you know, shovel met this. So, what you think I can get for it?
Well, first of all, it looks like the hip bone off a girl named Tammy.
You know too much.
That has been missing for a while. And also a random horn that I feel like you bought at a truck stop next to a Swiss cake roll.
that you then tied to said hip bone. And I gotta give you points, man. It looks real good, man. It looks real good. It would look good next to a wolf tapestry on a wall or next to a nice pewter dragon. Or in a snuffing film. Fair enough. In a snuff film, it might be good. Kind of outfit in a snuff film. I'm going to praise this at about 12 cents, mostly for the metal that is used to tie on it. And then whatever your lawyer fees are for fining this and not contacting the authorities.
Oh, they're quite high, yeah.
But I gotta tell you, man, that's some nice bones, man. I'm gonna praise it at that, but I'm gonna go ahead and tell you, man, I'll give you about $28 for it right now.
Yeah, I'll take that.
$28 and a case of Monster Energy drink out in the parking lot. You down?
I'm down.
I'll throw in a Molly Hatch album. All right, let's do it. Yeah. We nailed it.
R.I.P. Tam.
It's mine now.
I should have included that as a caveat.
Can you at least take the fire report?
That thing's got a hex on it. That thing's got a goddamn hex on it. We're going to publish a photo of that thing. Oh, man, looks like the horn just broke off. I guess it wasn't really worth that much.
He's tired.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Now, that's actually a caveat. If you bring in a skeleton of some kind, it legally goes to the ownership of the appraiser. I should have mentioned that up front here. It's a unique rule we have in Friendly Town. But
don't listen.
But anyway, next up, I thought I would take another turn as an appraiser because I do enjoy appraising things. I am a appraisal of an individual, and I wanted to show off how much I know about whatever item our next guest is about to bring to the stage, ladies and gentlemen, Liz Brooks.
Hi,
Ms. Brooks. So, why don't you tell us what we have here?
Well, so, I got into an argument with my boyfriend, and then he disappeared for a while, and then he came back with this statue of a naked woman on a horse that he found in the garbage, but he wanted to make sure that I didn't get jealous, so he broke off the head of the statue, because I don't take any track and other bitches in my house. I don't know if that depreciates the value or not, but it increased in value for me, really,
that's,
a lot.
It's very interesting you should say that. Now, Liz, I've got a question for you. First of all, there's a couple things I noticed on this. Number one, it says made in China. This was manufactured.
Great artist.
Yeah, manufactured by one of the top Chinese naked chick on a horse artists, Wang Peng. Actually, I think their name was. He was actually killed by the government. But you know that was you can only make so much of these before the state realizes that you're not useful to them anymore. But my big question is, what was the cause of your fight?
Because there was a velvet painting in the house of another bitch with bigger titties, and then he started petting on that velvet painting, and I again don't take any track in bitches, so we had the argument about what was the proper titties that he could rub on,
and she's beautiful.
Came to the consensus that all titties are okay if they're on a horse. So that was the decision that we came up with.
Okay, so was there an event in your childhood that maybe prevaricated your agreement for men in your life to rub on titties on a horse, as long as they're on a woman riding on a horse?
The year was 1997.
Here, have a seat, Liz.
All right.
You can okay, we need to sit down.
So the year was 1997.
Okay.
I was a young, impressionable child, and Spice World had just come out, and
girl power.
Oh, as always. And that was what many in the LGBTQ community call a root. where you see somebody of the same sex that you want to have sex with and then realize...
Was it Mel B?
Oh, yes. Very much so.
I usually get it right.
Yeah.
I usually guess correctly during sessions
completely,
like this.
Completely. Yeah. 100%. And then, you know, there is a deleted scene that you can get in the DVD Easter egg if you find all of the different varying colors of their symbols from the Spice World album live concert release. And she was riding through a field with her titties hanging out, not completely, of course, but in a nice low-hang 1997 tank top on a horse. And I decided, no matter how much I may love my man, I do love titties on a horse. And
that's fascinating. It's fascinating. Is this the first time you've ever told anyone this?
You know, I was very close to talking about it to my father very long ago. And then, you know, I decided instead of getting a therapist, I should just come to Antiques Roadshow. I felt like that was the best decision I could make.
Well, you know, it is your lucky day because I actually am a licensed therapist.
Oh, this is magnificent.
I just do this horse shit on the side, you know. let me see. With a head, ironically, with a head, this would actually be worth a lot less because they made so many of these. They made so many of these that with a head, it's really nothing. But seeing as how your boyfriend found this in a dumpster, I would actually like an appointment to speak to him about why he goes and roots through dumpsters after you guys have fights. I think that you guys need to have a very open and frank discussion about what it was that led him to go rooting through a dumpster as a way to atone for his sins in your relationship.
He is my special little raccoon, though.
Oh, yeah. No, that's. Yeah. I think you need to tell him that. You need to tell him that more often.
Yeah.
And you can also tell him that this statue of a woman riding on a horse without a head, and she also mentioned she has no arms.
Yeah, she can't grab my man that way.
Oh, okay. Yeah, she has no arms, and she's also dead. There's that. Well, I actually happened to bring this, which is the Society for Savings silver dollar from 1976 my grandfather used to have.
Oh, that's beautiful.
And actually, I've decided to bring it because it is worth, on this day and only this day, it is worth exactly the amount of the coins in this Lucite cube right here. I tried to spend this everywhere and no one takes it. It's just like I tried breaking it and it doesn't work. And I just made a giant dent on the table.
Yo, that's actually really big. Oh no. Oh no.
Oops. Oh no. Oh shit. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Oh, and then it's worth $2. Ladies and gentlemen, that was me as a licensed therapist and Liz Brooks bringing in her naked, headless woman on a horse. All right, so your next appraiser is someone who is not only an expert in the date that Miles Davis died versus when Sublime formed, but he's also an expert in whatever our next antique guest is going to bring. Please welcome to the stage Gordon Goodgame. And your next antique guest is someone who might be might catch him later raccooning around if he's if he doesn't play his cards right. Everyone, please welcome to the stage the collector of amazing shit, Jeff Blank.
So I'm understanding that you are an expert in antiques, particularly older, like gypsy level, like curse magic, that kind of thing.
Yeah, anything that scares really white people from the South, I'm an expert in.
Okay, I think I've got something perfect for you. It's in its original packaging. Double Kroger bags. Now, if I had to guess, I think it's a fertility statue of some sort.
You know,
now I've received this from a gypsy. It was a gypsy what might have been cursing me, I'm not entirely sure. But her name was Daryl Lane, and she worked third shift at Pilot. And she gave me this. And as she gave it to me, she said, and I quote, "Go fuck yourself." So but I think it's a fertility statue. It looks like a big old rubber dick, but oh wait, there's something stuck to it. Hold on. All right, now it's good. Now it's good.
You know, I really,
what you think, man?
He's an expert.
I really gotta say that. First off, just the solid thud that it made when it landed on the table, so you know it's true quality.
I know, right?
It really has a nice, you know, more of a European word, but it has a nice girth to the item.
But look at the vein work, man. They really put in work. Yeah, now I want to point out that when she gave it to me, she gave me some rules. First of all, don't feed it after midnight. Don't ever get it wet. And look at that work down here. It looks like extra elbow skin. And I think they really worked hard on this. So how much do you think that's worth? My uncle said it was priceless. I think I broke Gordon.
Well, you know, gypsies actually use this statue. It's not actually a fertility statue, but it's a reminder that you need to stay celibate and to not really seek the company of men. Now, goddamn, man. Yeah, no.
All right.
Darlene's lying, bitch. That's a rubber dick. You brought a rubber dick. You're just making a mockery of this whole show. Just coming in here, slamming down rubber dicks. Like I'm your whore aunt that you're trying to show off to.
I want to break it too and point out that's the first time he's been this close to a random rubber dick. All right. But what I'm saying is, you know, when you look at it close. The craftsmanship is unmatched. I had it appraised before and they said it was in the 1800s.
Oh, God.
Which is weird because I don't think latex was a thing. I think in my time I figured out that more than being a fertility statue is one that questions one's sexuality in such a way that few goody dolls and various religious relics really can question it. I think this is what it was told to me. By my aunt, she practices voodoo. She says if you bring this near a person, it will tell them who they really are as a person.
Well, what I really have to say, that I actually am an expert in the exact price of this.
Also, real quick, take pictures.
See, I actually had a horrible childhood where my mother would bring me along to purchase many of these. And so I know for a fact that it is $24.67. Because
taxes are a son of a bitch.
Exactly.
And its battery pack is
$32.98. There you go.
I will say, though, it could be the $32 version, but it doesn't have the suction cup on the bottom. So really, that limits the use of it. It can't stick to walls or...
It can if you try hard enough.
So what'd we decide on? Wait, real quick.
Two more weeks of winter.
Yeah, I think we got it. I think we got there. All right.
All right, gentlemen. Next time that... Just a little... No, okay. Just a little bit on the cheek. That's all. All right. You're just going to leave it up there. All right. It's just going to sit there for the last two appraisals we have tonight. Everyone have a seat. We got two more appraisals, and then we're going to adjourn this friendly town meeting. Jeff, what do you... Okay, you're going to take it back? Oh, okay. You're taking it home. God damn it! Why didn't you tell me? Why didn't you tell me to put you last? God damn it!
I was listed last.
Unless no, you weren't.
I thought you were.
No, he wasn't. No, you should. No. That's Friendlytown City Council rules dictates that when we have an antiques appraisal, we switch it up a little bit, including your next appraiser, who is a expert in well, obviously rubber dicks, but whatever this next person's gonna bring in. God save us all. Ladies and gentlemen, your antiques expert, John Hurst. And your special guest antique bringer guy, that's the formal title, Michael Shibley.
We'd like to thank you for the preview for the late night edition of Antique Roadshow.
That was a good tease.
Back to our normal program. Hello, sir. How are you doing?
Hi.
So, my neighbor died a couple days ago.
Oh, that's tragic.
I know.
Really sorry to hear that.
Yeah. Well, he deserved it. So
he probably did.
But we were going through his stuff, and his ex-wife said he could take whatever we wanted. So I found this. I had heard about this on Netflix, but it was weird how it came about. But I've got a box of MASH, I think is what we have here.
A MASH?
It's a box of some kind.
Interesting.
Yeah.
It looks to be...
I've never opened it or anything like that. I don't know what comes in a MASH. I was hoping that you could tell me. Yeah.
It could be many things. It could be mashed potatoes.
Okay.
It could be what the children call a mash pit. Mash pit. I'm gonna open it up this way because I think a snake is gonna pop out of it.
Okay.
It did not.
Oh.
All right. Interesting.
What is that?
It looks to be continuing. We continue with M star A star S star H no star. It is a collector's edition of what appears to be a TV show, well, maybe very popular in the late 60s, early 70s, with card tricks. It's a collector's edition.
First of all. Wow.
That brings up the value a little bit.
That had to bring up the value.
It does. I mean, like, you can't, like, unlike our previous time, you can't, like, place it, you can't stick it to a wall, and it's not battery-powered, but you can stick it into something that has power to it.
Let me have a video. Like, look at the inside.
What is this? This is... I've never seen something like this before. Let's see.
I believe what we used to call those VHS tapes.
Oh,
they were an ancient technology that we used to rent from this. We used to rent them from what's called like rental stores, like Blockbuster and Hollywood Video. And we would get these and we would have to watch it all the way through. There was no stopping and going back. You couldn't pause it. Because if you pause it, it would just have like some weird tracking lines. You couldn't like show like stick it on a funny scene and when your friends leave and they're like, oh, look at his face. You couldn't really do that. But
there's no cloud storage.
There is zero clouds inside this device. However, if you run a magnet on it, it's very funny.
Let me tell you like what happened to the guy. Maybe that could
please elaborate on the but it sounds like she was very vindictive. Perhaps a murder was involved.
Well, from what we can understand from the police report is the guy, our next door neighbor Vance, he committed suicide, and according to the note, the suicide was painless.
How painless was it?
It brought up many changes, I think, is what it said in the note. So it was
interesting,
something along that line.
Well, let's apart from the fact that it is a oversized what's called a VHS box, it's not quite a Disney VHS box.
Okay.
It is just like so it's not worth that much. But this could like if you wanted to trick people into thinking that you had a cigar humidor, you probably could with this.
Okay. Is this like an alpha or a beta style of VHS?
This is actually a gamma.
Okay.
If you put it in a VCR, you may get irradiated, so I would be very careful about that.
Okay.
Especially with MASH, this probably does have an episode involving Agent Orange somewhere in there, so I'd be very careful.
Wow. Okay.
Also, other things you do, you can put a little you can make a little diorama inside. Like there's like you can put a little, some sand in there. You can make an art project out of it.
Okay.
What I'm trying to really say is it's not really it's worthless.
Oh.
But I mean, you can go home and enjoy potentially up to 3 episodes of MASH because that's all that could fit on these tapes, or else as many as they would sell you at one point. Looks like The Moose, Deal Me Out, and Payday. Hmm. This was made in 1993 for Fox, near the end of the VHS era. And it has the words 3748, like it's counting down towards the end of the VCR era.
I see.
So, yeah. So you can consider this giving it, passing along to your children, or maybe the children of the painless suicide vindictive wife. Like, you may want to give it back to her. Maybe this was a precious moment. Was this involved in the suicide in any way?
I don't think so. I hope not. Or else I'm holding on to police evidence.
You may be holding on to police. I'm gonna put this back where I found it.
Okay. Okay.
And I'm gonna slide it over, and you're gonna wipe off all the fingerprints. Got it?
Got it.
Mm-hmm. And this never happened. This never happened, people in this audience. Thank you.
And also give it up for Alan Alda. The man is a goddamn national treasure. All right, we've come to the point in our evening where, sadly, we must conclude with one more appraisal. One more appraisal, you guys, here at Friendly Town City Council.
Praise it!
Your appraiser is someone who really likes rat tits, supposedly, based on what happened earlier. Based on what happened earlier, your appraiser is a master in whatever our last person is bringing. Everyone, Jeff Danger. And to bring it home, our last guest bringing an item which will be appraised. Everyone, Mr. Jay Kendrick.
Hello.
How's it going, man?
Pretty good.
Good.
What you got, bro?
Man, look, I'm just gonna be real with you, man. I'm just gonna cut to the chase, man. How much is this worth?
Oh! Oh! Cut to the chase. Oh! Oh! I touched it! Oh,
dude, man, they ain't gonna be good at basketball. Why are you upset?
Space Jam. Dude,
you know what this
Space
is?
Jam. Welcome to the Space Jam.
I see you're familiar with the content.
Listen, bro.
Yeah.
Listen.
Yeah.
I know this dude. We can cut this up. We'll cut it with like every Shaquille O'Neal movie. We'll cut them together. Yeah. We'll sell like.
I think you messed up your black basketball players.
No. I'm saying we'll take steel and cut this apart and glue them together.
Like the movie steel.
We'll make like 7 of them.
Yeah.
We'll sell them for like $10,000 a piece. Cause Space Jam make. Oh my God.
Dude, you know how many Indiana Jones movies I had to watch to get this? Do you even know? Do you have any idea? Dude, this is Space Jam, man. It's Michael Jordan. And like, there's a bug.
They got the bug.
There's
bunny,
a bunny and there's a
and
pig.
There's a pig and, with tits.
And then
throwback.
And then there's this guy. Kind of looks like you. What is that?
He's Taz. Tasmanian Devil.
Taz, man, he was really dude. You remember when he used to wrestle, man, back in WWE? Yeah. Man, he was awesome.
He was
4 foot tall.
You're getting confused.
Nah, you're getting confused. Confused. Stop telling me what to do.
This G.I. Joe.
You're
listen.
Ugly.
I've been dealing with being ugly my entire life.
Look, man, maybe we got off on the wrong foot, man. Okay. I'm sorry, brother.
Make out.
If I could.
Make out.
You act like
rules of movie Space Jam.
Fuck that. You act like you're the first white woman that's ever told me to make out with somebody. Fuck you. I go to the Temple nightclub. It happens all the time.
Honestly, sir. I gotta point out that this was clearly stolen from the Blockbuster store.
The term is acquired.
No.
It's not stealing, it's not closed.
That's right.
Jesus. I understand that this is the 2000 whatevers, and you can pirate whatever you want on the internet.
Now, goddammit, tell me how much Michael Jordan played.
Back in the 1990s, there was a store called the Blockbuster.
Yeah.
And you would rent it, you would give them $5 for this for an hour. But what you did, sir, is you You took it for the $5 and you kept it forever.
Look, man, I don't give
And now, but there is no Blockbuster, is there?
I don't give a
and
shit.
It's this man's
hey,
fault.
Hey, buddy, I don't give a shit what Walmart you bought that vest in. You don't talk to me like that, all right?
It was at Carnes, sir. This was Carnes.
Carnes Walmart. Carnes Walmart. That's a good Walmart.
Is it even in there?
Yeah, it is.
Oh my God!
It's in there. I lie to you. It's like the Lost Ark.
Can we go back to the place and watch this?
Yeah, I feel like we gotta watch it before we can like really yeah. tell you how much it's worth.
Honestly, yeah.
And now watch
the movie. The movie Space Jam is worth $7 million.
Damn right. Touch
it. Yes. All right, everyone, please give it up for Michael Jordan. I just wanted to let you guys know. I set my phone on stage because I was in the middle of tweeting a picture of Jeff embracing Jay with Space Jam in front of them, like it's some hearth. And I said, so you missed Friendly Town tonight, huh? And I'm going to tweet that right now, post. All right. So let the people know, I decided to not tweet the picture of Jeff torturing Gordon with a big pink dildo. Hey. You know what? Me personally.
Rubber Dick and Space Jam have been
in the personally.
I know that.
All I said was that I personally didn't tweet it. What I'm saying here is that please do not tweet that picture. Do not tweet that picture. Ignore the fact that I'm nodding voraciously while I say do not tweet that picture. What we want to do, in all seriousness, is we want to get the entire population of Knoxville to pack into Friendly Town for next week and every week after that. Because I think what we shared tonight might have been my favorite Friendly Town / QED. I'm just going to say it. Like, this was... Jeff's Jeff's approaching the stage.
So Gordon just told me, hey, I'm right. trying to get an internship right now.
Fuck you!
All right. So,
so
what we're gonna do? All right, ladies and gentlemen, just give me a second, and then we can all just yell things.
Yeah.
Then we can all just yell hateful shit at each other once the recorder's
Yay.
Off.
Yay.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for being here for Friendly Town, the Antiques Appraisal Edition. Give it up for yourselves one more time. Please tell your friends, come back next week. And those of you listening on Friendly Town Radio, thanks for subscribing. And we are going to be back very soon with more Friendly Town City Council meeting agendas, activities, et cetera, et cetera. One quick announcement. If you guys didn't hear, if you guys missed this, issue 2 of the Friendly Town zine is now out. And there are a few more copies available at the bar. We will have some more next week. And those of you who are listening, if you want a copy of the zine for yourself, just contact us via Facebook and we will send one to you. Low, low price of $2. Thank you all for making this so amazing. Have a good night. Bye. Yeah.